My name is Joanette Gay, and I'm the pastor of Otterbein United Methodist Church. I have with me today our media specialist.
Hi, Jason Burgess.
And we want to talk and we want to listen. Our faith is seen and understood in many topics. We're glad you've tuned in today to Hey, Hey, Anybody Listening? Well, I'm so glad to have a guest here today from Church World Service. Your name is?
My name is Andrew Mashes. I'm the community sponsorship developer at Church World Service in Lancaster.
Well, we just want to learn a little bit about what Church World Service is. Tell me in a few words, what is Church
World
Service?
Sure. For the last 36 years, Church World Service in Lancaster has been a welcoming beacon for refugees, asylees, and immigrants coming to Lancaster County to find both safety, security, and a new home.
Great, great. Now, how it's got the word church in there, so I was wondering how churches can help with your organization.
Yeah, really, the support of the broader churches of Lancaster County is really the backbone of how we're able to do this work. Families coming from all over the world, whether it's Guatemala and Honduras or Sudan, Somalia, you know, violence is not culturally specific. And people who are fleeing from violence, whether it's a repressive government, whether it's a civil war, or even direct threats on families' lives themselves, they are seeking safety, especially for, you know, their kids and their own well-being. And so the church has the ability, in my opinion, to sort of not just welcome the stranger, as I believe that we are called to do, but build real, authentic relationships that are life-giving, that are transformative for both the church themselves and the family during a very both vulnerable and impactful time in their lives. You know, the idea of coming to the United States is significant. It's significant for my own extended family. The narrative of when, you know, the Mashes came from Warsaw, Poland, echoes to this day to me. So my hope is that churches, whether it's through sponsoring families, whether it's giving, you know, financially, which is always a huge, huge, huge help, that we can just, yeah, be that smiling face when they get from the, you know, on the other side of the plane ride.
Well, I appreciate hearing about that. Our church has been involved with Church World Service financially because we think it's important. And sometimes we do it during Christmas time because mm-hmm. Jesus and Mary and Joseph were refugees when mm-hmm. they had to flee Egypt because of violence on their own lives and a hit out for them. But I wonder for you personally, Frederick Buechner was a Presbyterian pastor, and he said, where our deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet is our call or our vocation. So I was wondering if you feel the job you're in now, does it, your what kind of makes your heart sing or your gladness and the world's need, is there a connection there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't be doing this if the passion wasn't there, because it's, at the end of the day, it's not easy work, right? You know, you are working and trying to navigate a lot of things, whether it's families' past trauma that influences how they sort of integrate into our community, just the whole adjustment period of trying to navigate what a sometimes weird place it is, you know, to live in. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that I could not do this if, first of all, if my own faith wasn't so central to a lot of the decisions that I make and the actions that I take, but also, yeah, truly believing in the mission that we're doing, seeing how it directly impacts people's lives, especially when we can get overwhelmed by news stories, you know, that come across our social media or our television sets about, you know, thousands of people displaced in a place like Sudan because the country's capital is falling apart, and it can get so overwhelming. But knowing that there is at least the impact on these families' lives directly is really what keeps me going.
Great. Great. What is something that you would like to tell the listener about this work and the needs in when it deals with refugees?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say getting outside of your comfort zone is not a bad thing. Really just look around as you're driving through a, you know, whether it's through a place like Lancaster, Millersville, or, you know, even a place like Lititz. I mean, there is vast amounts of cultural, ethnic, and language diversity here, a lot of it because of its commitment to refugee resettlement. And so, yeah, always keep an open mind on how you as a person and even the other people that you're connected to, whether it's your friends, whether it's your church community, whether it's your family, on how you yourselves can sort of be that welcoming presence for a family who is yet to come.
Yeah. We're all from somewhere. And mm-hmm. Do you know any about your background of how your family arrived in the United States?
Yeah, it's really, really funny that you asked, because I just on Sunday, so like what, four days ago or so, we had a family reunion at my parents' house, and me and my cousins and great uncles, we went up to Scranton, Pennsylvania, where we're from, and toured the coal mines where, yeah, a lot of Eastern European immigrants came in, you know, the late 1800s, early 1900s to work coal mines. And what was so interesting was it made me reflect on the work that I do, you know, with families who are coming from places like the Congo or Nepal or Afghanistan. We were in the coal mine museum, what have you, and they had a little bookstore, right? And a lot of the books were about, you know, anthracite coal mining, the history of, yeah, the region and stuff like that. But then they had this book. It was a book about current refugees, youth from all parts of the world kind of telling their stories. And I was like struck, like, why is this book in this bookshop? And I think it's because, yeah, the community there recognizes that a lot of the same things that their forebears experienced are still being experienced today, just from people that are coming from other parts of the world. They wanted to be able to tell those stories.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate your time with
Absolutely.
Us, and we appreciate learning a little bit about Church World Service. And thank you for tuning in and listening to Hey, Hey, Anybody Listening? So glad you were with us today, and I hope you'll tune in again as we listen to one another.